right away. It's a matter of life or death.
Aw, relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, indeed, and you relax too, folks, while you visit Archie Andrews, his family, and his friends. Millions of readers of Archie Comic Magazine know Archie, and now he comes to radio with all his gang, Archie Andrews! Well, it's Friday morning as we look in on the Andrews home in Riverdale. Mom and Dad are having breakfast. Archie is still upstairs.
More coffee, dear?
Oh, yes, dear, please.
Anything interesting in the paper this morning, Fred?
Yes, now that you mention it. Says here that a famous scientist has just discovered that giraffes have something no other animal has.
Well, what's that, dear?
Little giraffes.
Fred.
Well, that's what it says, dear, that's what it says. Oh, I see where a 10-year-old boy has been admitted to Harvard.
10 years old? And in college? I wonder what he'll be 15 years from now.
25.
Fred.
Well, he will, won't he? Certainly will. Oh, and listen to this. A noted anthropologist has concluded his studies on the origin of man and has decided that women are an improvement on man.
An improvement? Fred, that's ridiculous.
Oh, no, it isn't, Mary. Aren't men always out looking for improvements?
Fred.
And here's a story.
Not right now, dear. I have to wake Archie up. He'll be late for school. Archie! Archie! Time to get up!
Oh, my darling Hetty. I promise I'll never go out with
Archie.
Lauren again, Hetty. Huh? Yes, Hetty.
Archie, are you awake?
Well, Oh, gosh.
Archie, I said, are you awake?
Oh, gee whiz, Mom, did you have to wake me right now?
We've been waiting for you for an hour.
I know, but I've been waiting for that date with Hetty all my life.
Archie, what are you talking about?
Oh, nothing, Mom. I'll be right down. Oh, me, I gotta get washed. Where's that faucet? I never can find that faucet with my eyes closed. Oh, here it is. Well, that's done with. No, where's that towel? I never can find my towel. Well, maybe it's in my room. Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, there, this feels like it. That's funny. When did they start putting buttons on towels? Oh, gee whiz, it's my shirt. Here's my towel. Now to get dressed. Oh, cement mixer. Putty-putty cement mixer. Putty-putty cement... there we are. All set. Oh, shucks, I forgot to brush my hair. Yeah, there we are. Oh, shucks, I forgot a clean handkerchief. There we are. Shucks, I forgot my bow tie. Here it is. I'll just snap it on. There we are. Oh, cement mixer. Now I'm all set. Morning, Mom. Morning, Dad.
Morning, sir. Archie.
Huh?
For pity's sakes, you forgot your pants.
Jug.
Yeah?
Got a date tonight?
Yep.
With who?
Greer.
Greer? Greer Schultz?
Yeah.
What's the matter with Greer Schultz?
Oh, nothing. Not a thing. But her mouth is so big.
Big? Her mouth is not big.
Not big? Listen, Jughead, the other day she was standing on the corner of Main and Spruce, and she yawned.
And what happened?
6 people mailed letters.
Archie, that's not true.
It is, too.
Greer is still a slick chick.
A what?
A slick chick. A thrill frill.
Does that mean a cute girl?
Well, Natch.
Natch?
Cert.
Cert? Listen, Jug, what kind of talk is that?
Archie, aren't you hep?
Aren't I what?
Hep. That's jive talk. That's in the groove.
It should be in the grave.
Don't be silly. That's the only way to rate a date.
You mean talking like that?
Boy, are you a square. But with long hair.
If I gotta talk like that to get a date, I'd sooner do without one.
Well, the girls like it.
Jug, they do not. And I'll prove it.
How?
Here comes Betty. I'll try it on her.
Okay.
And I bet you $50 it doesn't work.
It's a bet.
Betty? Oh, Betty?
Hello, Archie. Hi, Jug.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, Betty. How's the chick?
Oh, I'm just... What did you say, Archie?
Well, I said you're a real thrill frill today.
Oh, why, Archie Andrews, do you mean that?
But, Natch.
Really?
Cross my heart and cut a rug, I do.
Honest to goodness.
But, Cert, in fact, you're all reet. You're groovy. You're there.
Oh, Archie, how sweet. I could kiss you. In fact, I will.
Golly.
Well, Archie, well, what do you say to that? Well?
The only thing I can say is...
Yes? Yes?
Jughead, you win.
Win? Win? You mean you had a bet?
Yeah, Archie bet me 50 cents that
Well, I might have known of all the awful tricks. Archie Andrews, I never want to see you again as long as I live.
But, Betty, I... Gee whiz. Jug, I knew that jive talk was no good.
Listen, Archie, you owe me 50 cents.
But, Jug, Betty saw at me. It didn't work at all.
Archie, from where I stood, I'd say it worked 50 cents worth. At least.
Hello?
Fred, is that you, dear?
Yes, dear, it is.
Well, you're home early, aren't you?
Why, have you forgotten, Murray?
Forgotten what?
Tonight's the regular meeting of my lodge.
Your lodge? Again?
Yes, sir. Tonight, the Benevolent Brotherhood of the Bull, Grange 1, Pasture 3, Barn 2, holds its regular monthly meeting. Yes, sir, the Benevolent Bulls will graze tonight. Oh, brotherhood, brotherhood, I'm a benevolent bull. Moo, 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 moo. Oh, brotherhood, brotherhood, I'm a benevolent bull. Moo, moo.
Oh, Fred, let's not go through all that.
I'm only singing the lodge song, dear.
Yes, Fred, but you better save your voice. And why are you in such good spirits, anyway?
Why, Mary, don't you realize that tonight I'll be advanced from the rating of shorthorn calf to full-fledged ox?
Oh, I'd forgotten. I can't remember. But I don't know why you don't join a decent lodge, the Elks or the Masons.
Now, Mary, just because this lodge is new and small doesn't make any difference. I like it. Fine thing. Now, where is my lodge uniform? I want to get it ready for tonight.
Well, it's in the hall closet, I think.
Okay, I'll get it. Name on, oh, brotherhood, brotherhood, I'm a benevolent bull. Moo, 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 moo.
Benevolent bull, of all the ridiculous things.
As soon as we leave our books, Jug, we'll go get a soda.
That you, Archie?
Oh, but Natch, Mom, Natch.
What'd you say, Archie?
I said Natch, Natch.
Oh, that's what I thought you said. Hello, Jughead.
Hello, Mrs. Andrews.
Well, dear, did everything go all right at school today?
Cert.
What did you say?
I said cert. Cert.
That's what I thought you said.
Mom, aren't you hep?
Oh, yes, dear. Of course I'm hep.
I'd hate to think you were a square.
A what?
A square. You know, icky. Rube. A long hair.
Archie, let me touch your forehead.
My forehead? But, Mom...
Archie, stick out your tongue.
But, Mom...
Archie?
Oh, all right.
Nah.
Quit snickering, Jug.
Oh, you seem to be all right.
Of course I'm all right.
Well, I don't know.
Now, Mary, I'd better take this lodge uniform to the tailor and... Oh, hello, Jug. Hello, Archie.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, Joe. What do you know?
Oh, nothing much. I've been... What did you say?
I just said hello, Joe. What do you know? That means hiya.
Archie.
Fred, what's wrong with your uniform?
It needs pressing, and the tail has come off.
The tail?
Yes, the cow tail on the back of the jacket.
The tailor can sew it on.
Yes, well, maybe I'd better take it right down there. And Mary, while I'm gone, would you fix the hat?
The hat?
Yes, shine up the badge and the horns. Shine them up.
All right, dear. But, Fred, why don't you let Archie take the uniform to the tailor?
Oh, I can do it, dear. It'll only take a minute.
Well, Archie's not doing anything, dear.
But, Mom...
No, I want to explain to the tailor where the tail goes.
I'm sure he can figure out where the tail goes perfectly well.
Yes, but...
But, Mom, if Dad wants to go himself, why argue?
Archie, take this uniform right down to the tailor.
Oh, okay, Mom.
And be sure to tell him to sew the tail on.
Natch, Mom, Natch. Come on, Doug.
Well, Mary, what was that all about?
I wanted to speak to you alone, dear.
Alone? What's the mystery?
Well, Fred, haven't you noticed?
Notice what?
Notice how strange Archie's been acting lately.
Archie always acts strange.
I mean stranger than usual.
Mary, that's not possible.
Fred, I'm serious. Archie's been quite pale and worried looking lately.
Worried? Mary, if the world was coming to an end, the only thing Archie would worry about is whether he could get his allowance in advance.
Fred, the boy's been acting very nervous lately, and now his speech.
What about his speech?
Well, he doesn't talk sense anymore.
Oh. Well, if you really think there's something wrong, have Dr. Higgins look him over.
No, not Dr. Higgins.
Now, what's wrong with Dr. Higgins, Mary?
Nothing, dear, but this is something I'd better discuss with a psychiatrist.
You may go in now.
Thank you.
Good morning. Did you wish to see me?
Yes, doctor.
What did you wish to see me about?
My son.
I see. Name?
Archie. Archie Andrews.
No, your name.
Oh, Mary Andrews.
Now tell me, do you ever dream or scream? Do you have any fears or tears? Depressions or obsessions? Neurosis or psychosis?
Well,
do you have inhibitions or intuitions? Do you ever have delirium? Have you ever tried irium? Answer yes or no.
Well,
I thought so. Afraid to reveal your hidden self.
Oh, but, doctor, I...
Did you have a happy childhood? Ever dream you made a wood? Ever have a coma or a trauma or a soma? Do you come from a good homer? Did you like your mother wish you were your brother? Answer yes or no.
Well,
I thought so. Inhibited.
But I want to...
Why do you hate your husband?
But
I see. You like to sleep?
Yes.
When?
When I'm tired.
I see. Well, Mrs. Andrews, that gives me all the information I need. Good day.
But I wanted to tell you about my son.
Mrs. Andrews, why do you persist in imagining that you have a son?
But I do have a son. You don't think I was just imagining it?
All right, madam, you may come in now.
What?
I said I'll see you now.
Who's that?
Oh, that's the doctor.
The doctor? Then who are you?
That's what the doctor is trying to find out. Well, bye now.
Well.
Did you wish to see me, madam?
Yes. If you're sure you're the doctor.
Well, of course I'm the doctor. Now, just what's troubling you?
Well, doctor, it's about my son, Archie.
Yes?
I'm afraid he's not quite well.
Does he show any symptoms?
Well, I don't know if there's symptoms or not, but... He's always in trouble, especially in school.
Mm-hmm.
And he's terribly infatuated with a girl named Veronica.
Nothing wrong about that.
Well, I know, but he thinks of no one else.
I see.
And now his speech.
Speech?
Yes, he's taken to speaking some kind of gibberish. At times he doesn't even make sense. Oh, tell me, doctor, what do you advise? I'm terribly worried.
Advise, madam? There's only one thing to advise. Send the boy in to see me.
Oh, does he have to come here?
Well, yes, indeed. After all, we can't examine people long distance, you know.
Archie, did you take Dad's uniform to the tailor?
I sure did, Mom.
That's good. Now, dear, I want you to run down to this address and see Dr. Adequate.
A doctor? Gee whiz, Mom, what for?
Well, I just want the doctor to give you a thorough checkup. I told him all about your condition.
Condition? But, Mom, I feel fine.
Now, Archie, you do just as I say. I guess I ought to know whether you feel fine or not.
Gee whiz, I never in all my life seen anyone like mothers.
But, Natch.
Cert, I tell you, parents are getting to be bigger problems all the time.
But, Deb.
I don't know what this generation of parents is coming to.
But, good.
Jug, I asked you, do I look sick to you?
I refuse to commit myself.
A lot of help you are.
Archie! Archie Andrew!
Oh, gee. Hello, Veronica.
Hiya, Veronica.
Hello, Jug. Where y'all going, Archie?
Oh, down to the doctor's for a checkup.
Well, anything wrong?
Oh, no. Mom just wants the doctor to look me over.
Oh, what a shame. It's such a lovely afternoon. Wouldn't you like to take a drive out in the country? I'll get my car.
A drive in the country?
Uh-huh.
Oh, brother, that's for me. But, Natch.
Well, Archie, what are you saying?
Well, excuse me a minute, Veronica. I gotta have a conference.
Conference?
Yeah, with my conscience. Now, look, Andrews, here's the proposition. You're supposed to go to the doctor. Well, I know that, don't I? Yeah, but Veronica wants to drive out into the country. I know that, too, don't I? Sure, stupid. But which would you rather do, hold hands with Veronica or a doctor? Ask a foolish question, I get a foolish answer. Now, the problem is, if I go driving with the doctor, will Veronica pass the exam? Oh, no, no, no. I mean, should I go driving or go to the doctor's? Satan, get thee behind me and quit pushing. Andrews, this is getting no place. Make up your mind. I just did. Fine, good, huh? Veronica, I've decided. I'll go.
Oh, that's fine, Archie.
Yeah, I just got an idea. Jughead, come back here.
Every time you get an idea, I'm in trouble.
It's no trouble at all, Jug. Can't I ask you to do me a little favor?
I'm listening, but I'm not promising.
Jug, I want you to go take that checkup for me.
Me, Archie? Me?
Yes, you.
Well, what good would that do you?
Jug, it's obvious. How many chin-ups do I do in gym?
Six.
How many do you do?
Six.
What mark did you get in physical ed last month?
B.
What mark did I get?
B.
You see? It's plain as can be. We're both in the exact same condition. So what difference does it make if the doctor examines you and thinks it's me?
The answer, Archie, is no.
Oh, you sound like my father.
The answer is still no.
Jug, I'll give you the 50 cents I owe you.
It's a deal.
Okay, here's the doctor's address on this paper. Now, you be there at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And, Jug, when Veronica and I are sitting in the shade of the old apple, we'll be thinking of you, sitting in the shade of a stethoscope. So long, Jug.
But, Archie.
See you later, Jug. Happy blood pressure.
But, Archie, forgot my 50 cents. Archie! Jughead, you're the biggest fool I know.
Young man, are you next?
Natch.
What?
I said Natch.
Natch? Oh, you must be the Andrews boy. Come in, come in. Sit right there. Now, tell me. Name?
Jughead.
What?
I mean, Archie.
I see. Now, why do you have trouble in school?
I don't.
Never?
Well, sometimes.
I see. Why do you like this girl? What's her name? Oh, yes, Veronica.
I can't stand her.
Uh-huh. Never?
Well, sometimes.
I see. Well, you lie down on this couch.
But I'm not tired.
Never mind. Lie down anyway.
Now, listen, doctor. For 50 cents, I'm not going to have an operation.
No, no, my boy. This is no operation. I just want you to close your eyes and tell me whatever comes into your mind.
Well, okay.
Now, what are you thinking of?
Bubble gum.
No, you... You don't understand. You're not relaxed enough. Now, just close your eyes. That's right. Put your hands at your sides. That's right. Just relax. That's right. Now, what are you thinking? What are you thinking?
Just what a pretty spot this is.
What else? Huh?
Well, I was thinking of that song.
Song?
Yes, you know the one that goes, onesie, twosie, I love youzie, twosie, threesie, you love meesie?
Yes, Archie, yes.
Isn't it a shame I can't count past three?
Archie.
Huh?
Do you really like me?
Oh, but, Deb.
Really?
Natch.
Archie.
Yes, Veronica?
Archie, honey.
Yes?
There's something I'd love to ask you.
Yes?
As a special favor to me.
Anything, Veronica, anything.
Would you?
Yes.
Could you?
Yes, yes.
Could you please stop talking jive talk?
Jive talk. Don't you like jive talk?
No, I don't. Not a bit.
You don't? But I thought
I think
all...
it's cheap and vulgar.
Well, gee whiz. Veronica, say no more. I'll never speak another word of it as long as I live.
Hello?
Mrs. Andrews, this is Dr. Adequate.
Oh, yes, Dr. Adequate. Did my son get there?
Yes, Mrs. Andrews, he just left.
Well, doctor, what do you think?
It's difficult to discuss matters of this kind on the phone. I'd better come over to your house.
Oh, all right, doctor. But can't you tell me anything right now?
Well, Mrs. Andrews, I'll say this much. From what you told me about him and from what I found in the examination...
Yes?
Your boy is suffering from the worst case of split personality I've ever seen.
Oh, that was a very nice drive, Veronica.
Oh, yes. I enjoyed it, too, Archie.
Are you doing anything tonight?
No, Archie, nothing special.
How about a movie?
I'd love to go to a movie.
Swell, I'll call for you at 8 o'clock.
That'll be fine.
Oh, hey, look.
What?
Some guy is stuck up ahead. We ought to stop and see if we can help him.
All right.
Hey there, having trouble?
Yes, my motor just stopped.
Can I help?
Yes, I'm on a very important call.
Well, maybe I can find out what's wrong. I'll be right there. Let's take a look. I don't see anything.
I'm in a great hurry.
Well, that's funny. There's nothing... Oh, yes, here it is.
What is it?
This distributor wire's come loose. I'll put it back on for you. There.
Is that all there is to it?
Yes, sir. She'll work like new.
Well, thank you, my boy. Don't know what I'd have done if you hadn't come along.
Oh, it's okay, mister. See you again sometime.
Yes, goodbye.
Okay, Veronica, let's go. Say, Veronica, we better stop by the tailor's on the way home. I have to pick up something for my father.
All right. But, Archie, I think it's wonderful the way you fix that man's car.
Oh.
Simply wonderful.
Oh, shucks, Veronica. You just say that because it's true.
Archie brought my uniform back from the tailor yet?
Not yet, dear.
Well, where in the world is he? I'm due at the lodge meeting in half an hour.
Well, don't worry. Your benevolent bulls won't stampede. Archie will be here any minute now.
Oh, he better be.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hello, Archie. Your father's been waiting for you. Do you have his lodge uniform?
Oh, sure, Mom. Right here.
Good. Now tell me, dear. How'd you make out this afternoon?
Huh?
Did the doctor say you'll be all right?
Well, no, Mom. He didn't exactly say that.
Oh, did he say you were sick?
Well, no, he didn't exactly say that either.
Well, don't you worry about it, dear. I know you'll be all right again.
But, Mom, I'm not worried.
Yes, dear, I know. But you'll understand everything when you're well.
Mom, I tell you,
Mary, Harry! Has Archie come home yet?
Yes, dear, just this minute.
Archie, you better take that uniform right up to your father.
Okay, Mom, but I tell you, I feel fine, perfectly fine.
Oh, now what? Oh, Dr. Adequate, come in. I've been expecting you.
Good evening, Mrs. Andrews. Had a little trouble with my car on the way over. Now, about your boy...
Hey!
Oh, pardon me, Doctor. Yes, dear?
Have you polished my horns yet?
Not yet, dear. I will right away.
That was my husband, Doctor. He's getting...
Mommy, I have some cake and milk. I'm kind of hungry. Oh, hello there.
Well, hello.
Hello. I didn't expect to see you again.
Well, neither did I.
Well, I'll be out in the kitchen, Mom.
All right, Archie.
Fine boy. Fine boy. I didn't know you had two sons, Mrs. Andrews.
Oh, yes. I've always had two... Did you say two sons?
Yes. That boy is your son, isn't he?
Well, of course.
Why didn't you tell me you had two boys, Mrs. Andrews?
Doctor, have you seen a psychiatrist lately?
Mrs. Andrews, did I or did I not examine your son this afternoon?
Certainly.
Then tell me, who is that boy who just went out in the kitchen?
My son.
Then who came to my office this afternoon?
My son.
Mrs. Andrews?
Mary!
Oh, pardon me, Doctor. Yes, dear?
Mary, they forgot to sew my tail back on.
Well, don't worry, dear. I'll sew it on for you. That's my husband, Doctor. He's... Oh, dear, pardon me, Doctor.
Oh, is Archie home?
Oh,
he
yes, Doug.
50 cents on. Gee. Hello, Dr. Attica.
Well, hello again.
Archie's out in the kitchen, Jughead.
Okay, Mrs. Andrews. Thanks a lot.
Do you know that boy, Doctor?
Know him, Mrs. Andrews. That's the boy I examined this afternoon.
Oh, but Doctor, it couldn't be.
It certainly is.
Well, Doctor, you're terribly confused.
I'm confused. I'm confused.
Mary!
Yes, dear?
Never mind about the tail. I pinned it on myself.
All right, dear. Doctor, if you examined Jughead, how did you know Archie when he came in?
Because he helped me fix my car.
Oh, dear, now I am confused.
And there's nothing wrong with that boy.
Oh, but I thought...
He's a perfectly well-adjusted, energetic young fellow. And his speech is quite normal.
But I don't understand. I thought that...
Brotherhood, I am a benevolent bull. More. Brotherhood. I didn't know we had visitors.
Yes, this is Dr. Adequate Fred. Doctor, my husband.
I'm very glad to meet you. Very glad.
The doctor was just saying there's nothing wrong with Archie.
Well, of course there isn't. Mary, are my horns on straight?
Yes, dear. Well, Doctor, I'm terribly sorry you went to all this trouble.
Mrs. Andrews, it's a good thing I did.
Why?
Your son is all right, Mrs. Andrews, but your husband is not very well.
Oh, well, I... What?
Just how long have you been a bull, Mr. Andrews?
Now, look, Doctor, I'm on my way to becoming a full-fledged ox. All the other bulls are waiting. And I have no time for any nonsense, so good night. No, brotherhood, the brotherhood. I'm a benevolent.
Just as I thought. Mrs. Andrews, you'd better have your husband at my office first thing tomorrow.
Oh, but, Doctor, it's only a lodge meeting. Are you sure it's it?
Am I sure? But Natch, Mrs. Andrews. Natch!
So we conclude another visit to Riverdale with Archie Andrews and all the gang.
Archie? Archie, wake up.
What is it, Mom?
There's someone in the house. I think it's burglars.
What?
Listen.
Oh, gee whiz, Mom, it's only Dad.
Well, I declare, it is your father coming home from that lodge meeting.
Yeah, and dragging his tail behind him.
Archie Andrews is written by Carl Jantel and is based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comic Magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Others in the cast include Alice Yeoman, Ian Martin, Gloria Mann, and Rosemary Rice. Music by Felix McGuire. Production is under the direction of Charles Urquhart. If you'd like to see our show, just write to Archie Andrews, NBC, Radio City 20, New York City. Or if you live nearby or in the neighborhood some Saturday morning, you may obtain tickets right here at the studio. Just ask to see Archie Andrews. This is Tex Antoine wishing you a very pleasant weekend, and so long. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.